Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's a reinvention of the singing competition series, BET Network's newest reality music competition series, The Next Big Thing. 21 up-and-coming R&B and hip-hop artists are put through a grueling artist development boot camp. Weekly challenges lead to a showdown where four top A&R executives will have a chance to offer a record deal on the spot. Tina Davis, considered one of the country's most successful hip-hop record label executives, is a judge and executive producer. Tina is head of A&R at Empire Records, the founder of Phase 2, a management company successful in a number of areas of the entertainment industry, including artist, songwriter, actor, producer, engineer, and others, specializing in multiple genres of music, a former senior VP at Def Jam, where she developed and worked with artists such as Chris Brown, Rihanna, DMX, LL Cool J, and Montel Jordan. Tina Davis looking for the next newest R&B hip-hop star on BET's The Next Big Thing, Tuesdays 10 Eastern Pacific, and she joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Tina. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. What an introduction. Boy, that was awesome. Thank you.
And I left out a whole lot of it, but we don't have an hour program to go through everything you've done in your career. And I know you're so excited about this project. You know, after a number of years of singing competition shows, they've grown stale, seems like just more of the same. But the next big thing, this really is different, isn't it? Talk about sort of the reinvention of the format.
Well, the thing is that I think that those shows were great because it allowed the world to be able to see an artist fight or compete for to showcase their talent, you know. But with the art, what it didn't show is what was needed, all the years of hard work and the tools that were needed to become great at what they do. This show actually removes the curtain and removes the smoke and mirrors, so you can see these kids struggling to be better, thriving to be great. And we send them through everything under the sun, from media tech, media training,
yes,
to vocal training, to teach stamina, to have showmanship, as well as teaching them how to market and develop themselves.
You have worked with so many stars, and there's so many people out there who are talented. Some obviously make it, some go into other careers because they can't make it. And I'm wondering what the difference is, and I'm reading an interview with you, and you're talking about artist development is what separates the good artists from the greats. And we sort of gloss over this artist development that's a big part of the series, The Next Big Thing. Is that what makes the difference, is the artist development?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you think about the classic artists that you think of now. If you were to say, who are your classic artists? A lot of people will go back to artists that were here 30 years ago.
Yes.
Maybe 20 years ago. And they won't necessarily artists that are prevalent now that are and will possibly be classic artists. And that is because those artists had artist development. Artists today don't even know what they need artist development because it's a lost art. So I definitely feel that artist development is something that a lot of artists need to learn, need to apply, and need to go to the next level.
Let's talk about the contestants. 21 started off the series The Next Big Thing on BET, Tuesdays 10 Eastern Pacific. These are skilled artists. How are these people selected? Because these all are up-and-comers. These people have legitimate talent.
Oh, yeah. They're from all over the U.S. We did a casting call. We posted on social media. We looked on YouTube. We looked on SoundCloud. We looked on Twitter. We asked for referrals. And we took the best of the best and sent them through an audition, asked them to send a reel, and we picked from there.
Let's talk about the judges and what they have to do to impress the judges. Who are the other judges on the series besides yourself?
Well, there's a producer by the name of Zaytoven, who is an incredibly talented producer.
Yes.
He is from the Bay Area, but lives in Atlanta. He's responsible for a lot of trap hip-hop music. And then I have Damon Dash, who I think everyone in the world knows. He's a music mogul. And he helped create Rockefeller with Jay-Z and Big. And I've been knowing Damon Dash for over 15, 20 years. So all three of us come together to advise. We like to call ourselves leaguers because even though we eliminate talented people from each show, we still don't feel that it's the end of the world for them. We're just there to kind of put pressure on them to make them shine.
And talk about what they have to do to impress, basically the length of time. They don't have a whole lot of time. They need to come with their A game, don't they?
Yes, they need to come with their A game every time, especially when you're in front of executives.
With us on the program is Tina Davis. We're talking about the new big hit series on BET, The Next Big Thing, and guest mentors. This is like a who's who you've got coming in to assist the contestants on the program. Talk about who we're going to see during the course of the season.
Oh, you'll see Tamar Braxton. You'll see Little Kim. You'll see Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. You'll see Van Lathan from TMZ. You'll see Big Boy from radio station in Los Angeles. You'll see Keisha Cole, you'll see Remy Ma, you'll see Cash Doll. There's so many artists that volunteered to give their time to teach so that the artists, the talent pool can elevate.
And the host of the series is Charlamagne Tha God, so you've got like some of the biggest names in the industry working on this program. You've talked about the finale. You said the finale will change someone's life, and I touched on that in the intro. What will happen? They'll be in front of these four record executives. Talk about this, because this really is a game changer for them.
Yeah, you know, Shark Tank, you know, you may have three or four offers or you may have no offers. But if you have three or four, the artists, after they perform, they get a chance to decide what label they'd like to go to.
You know, which is amazing because we get to see all of this play out on the series, The Next Big Thing. Talk about your judging style. As we've watched these shows over the years, every judge has sort of a unique style, sensibilities they bring to the judging table. What is your style like?
Well, you know what? I am pretty stern. I am not one of those who are that's easily impressed. But at the same time, I'm nurturing. I try to make sure that they hear me and understand what I'm saying, but also, feel compassion and understand it's constructive criticism. It's not there to attack them. It's really just to fine-tune and help them become great.
We've got a couple minutes left in the program. I'd like to talk about where the music industry is going. The most recent phenomenon, Old Town Road, interesting from a number of aspects. For a while, the most talked about song in the country. That didn't make it on the radio. That was a viral sensation and then made its way to radio. Are we seeing a shift where streaming now is very important in the development and the creation of new talent?
Absolutely. I think what people have to look at is that every outlet, every media outlet allows a different type of demographic to listen to your music. There was a time where if you wanted to get new artists, you had to either see them on TV if they were lucky,
yes,
or hear them on radio. So now there's so many different DSPs where you can consume music and social platforms that you have to be able to be great at all of them and do it in several different ways. This record, I think, is a phenomenon because it's a genre of music that rarely fuses with other genres. So country, of course, is an amazing art. It's amazing music. But I don't think that we've had other artists in hip-hop or R&B artists being country. We had Nelly do a record with a country artist before. But I think from this perspective where they just did it on their own and put it out virally, I don't think it's ever happened. And for the first time, artists can do that because there's social media for you to do so.
And we started debating race, musical genres, the Nashville establishment, which is what art is all about. So on a number of levels, it was fascinating to watch this unfold. A creator of this series, as well as executive producer and judge, Tina Davis, the series The Next Big Thing, BET's newest reality music competition series. You'll see it Tuesdays, 10 Eastern Pacific on BET. Tina, a pleasure having you with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of the series. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.